This is Harry.
Hi, this is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Cassandra, is this with health? I'm sorry. I've got two customer services calling me. Can you tell me which one this is for?
Okay,
is this
well,
reserve, is this for reserve health formulation?
I have to see what product you have with us because we do have a lot of them. And then on your bills, like on your credit card bills, some customers have told us that it's by a different name, not the product name. So I would have
okay,
to look up
okay,
your
the
account.
Product name is, the product name is Selexirin.
RX?
The RX, yes.
Okay.
That's
yes.
One of them. There are
mm-hmm.
two of them. The other one is Testo XL.
XL, yes, sir.
All right. I got a free trial, and then I just recognized that someone has charged my account for, I don't know, I haven't received any additional product, but it looks like they automatically charge my account for like a monthly amount or 2 month amount. I didn't authorize that. One, I want to cancel, and two, I want these amounts taken off my credit card, reversed.
Okay, can I start off with your zip code?
Yes, 92103.
You said 9 what?
92103. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the first and last name?
Is Harry. First name is Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. Last name is Bigham, B-I-G-H-A-M.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, 1111 West Quint Street, San Diego, California, 92103.
Okay, hold on a second for me. Okay, so, you said you do recall starting the trial for the biotech solutions.
Yes, I have the order here. You can see on that same credit card that the trial started 2 weeks before this.
Mm-hmm.
I received the product on or about the 16th of April.
Okay, so you had the trial that you start on the 13th. Okay, so what happens with that is in the terms and conditions, it tells you about the 14-day trial where we ship you the 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. And when you decide you no longer want to continue with it, then it does state that you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product in full because those two charges aren't for a new shipment.
Stop a second. There is nothing anywhere on that trial that said anything about automatically charging me and that I had 14 days. Nothing. I looked at the advertisement again today. So look, we can get into this or you can cancel it and reverse it. But I'm going to my attorney next and I'm going to file a suit against your company, not just for this money back, but for false advertising because this is ridiculous. There's not a damn thing in that advertisement except that you can get a free trial. No, and there was no authorization for you to charge my account again. I made a one-time authorization to charge for the shipping charges only.
Okay, with that, like I was saying, it tells
you
about it.
This, and if you can't do it, you need to get a manager.
The manager, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. The manager wouldn't be able to do it either because of the stipulations that the company has. I don't work directly for the company that you order from, the biotech solutions.
I need information for the direct company then so that I can contact them, so that my attorney can contact them. That's the problem is I made an order online. I don't even know who I'm dealing with. And somebody has illegally, in my opinion, charged my account because you're telling me, oh, there's an authorization, but there's nothing in writing. There's nothing online that shows that I authorized an additional charge.
Well, I'm on the website now.
And it doesn't say it's a 14-day trial either. Nothing anywhere.
Okay, it does say right here under trial offer terms about the 14-day trial.
No, ma'am, it doesn't.
And it says,
but not on my end.
Once your trial has ended after 14 days from the initial order date, you will be billed $87.63 unless you cancel your order within 14 days.
I am sorry, but I do not have that anywhere in writing, anywhere. It wasn't provided to me anyplace. It wasn't provided to me when I ordered the product. It wasn't provided to me when I received the product. So here's the deal. This is a scam. And I'm going to make sure that everybody knows it's a scam, and I'm going to sue the company. Now, the first thing I need from you is I need to know I need contact information for the company that supplies this product or whoever you are contracted with.
Okay, well, I could give you the email support, but as far as that, neither any of us inside this call center are provided with the actual direct contact with the actual website because we have over 300 merchants. And this merchant has over, I think, 20 products.
Who's the merchant that I'm dealing with?
Well, we're not authorized to tell you the actual name of the campaign. That's why we only authorized to tell you the product name because that's where you order from. But the merchant that is under, we're not authorized to tell you that.
What the hell are you talking about? You can't tell me who I bought this from?
You bought it from Tribiotech Solutions. That's where the seller...
What is it? Biotech what?
Tribiotechsolutions.com.
Tribiotechsolutions.com,
yes. But the number that's all the way at the bottom of it is the same number that they have on here for you guys to contact us because we're the direct customer care line. So as far as accounts and canceling, that's what we do.
Okay, for starters, let's make sure that you've canceled my account.
Okay, I did.
And your name, please?
Cassandra.
Cassandra? Boy, Cassandra, this is, you must get yelled at all day long by people for this.
Of course I do.
Well, you know, the problem is, Cassandra, is you need to let this TribeBiotechSolutions.com know that they're committing fraud because you're reading from something that is nowhere to be found when you order the product.
Did you order directly from our website or did you like do a survey type deal or something like that?
No, there was a website and I ordered from it.
Was it the website I just gave you, Tribiotech Solutions?
I don't remember. And that's the problem is that I don't have any record of anything except for thank you. Your orders are being processed.
Okay, yeah, with that, sometimes when you order off of other websites, it doesn't provide you with the terms and conditions. That's why you always have to try to find the actual website so you don't give another website your information because it doesn't provide you with everything that we provide you on the actual website because that's why I asked you where you ordered it off of because if you type in tribiotechsolutions.com on your phone, it will pop up and when you scroll down to the bottom and you can hit terms and conditions for either one of the products and it gives you the terms and conditions in full that tells you about the shipping terms and the cancellation policy and everything. So with that, like I said, I do understand your frustration with that.
Did you send me anything recently from Tribiotech Solutions?
No. The only thing that was sent to you was the trial.
I just received two emails while we're talking. It says, Dear Harry Bigham, thank you for using Biotech Solutions subscription. This email is informing you that your order status has been recently updated as per your request, and it's been canceled. Cancellation.
Yes. That's your cancellation email. That's what I just did. I didn't.
You just two of them. One.
Yeah. One for each of the products. Testo and Excel and Celerix are in. But I understand that you're very upset. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Here's the second thing. Where's my product?
No, that's what I was trying to explain. It isn't a bill for a new product. They're billing you because you didn't call back within the 14 days. So they billed you the full retail price for the product that you received in the trial.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not.
What a scam. A scam. Okay, fine. I, you know, it's such a small amount relative to where I am in my life, but this kind of thing, it's a principle of it. I'm getting my attorney. I'm going to spend a couple thousand dollars suing these bastards. This is uncalled for.
Well, I can try to see, ask my supervisor about the refund, because they do tell us, they give us a script and everything that we have to say, and they give us all the rules that we need to follow, and you're not really supposed to refund, they tell us no refund, no return policy. They tell us that when we train and everything, but I can't ask my supervisor about the refund. Even if I can get 75% or even if I can get full, I can try to talk to her about it and see if it can be accepted for the refund, because I know I wouldn't want you to waste thousands of dollars on a lawyer and all of these.
Look, it's not the money. It's the principle. This is clearly false advertising. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going after them. If they reverse it, fine. If they don't, I'm going after them.
Yeah, that's why I'm about to ask her, just to avoid all the extra stress and court and all that mess, because what happens with that, because there's plenty of customers that call, like even with banks or even with lawyers, and they're like, well, they tell me to talk to you guys first, and usually when they tell us that, that means they told them that it might be a chance that you don't win because of what the company does put it there. Even though you might didn't see it, or you ordered off of you didn't order off of the direct website, but they can use that against you. Like, well, why didn't you go to the other website? Because even when just regular dispute processes with the bank, what they do, they contact us and we give them the terms and conditions and stuff, and then they usually tell their customers, we'll call them first, and if they don't reverse it, then we will. But they lie to them. They reverse it at first, and then after the dispute is done and the investigation, then they take the money that they initially gave the customer right back, and then they put it right back in the consumer's hands.
Yeah, you know, Cassandra, unfortunately, I have been involved in litigation many, many times and spent weeks actually testifying in court. So I understand the legal process, which is why I don't take this lightly. I know how difficult it's going to be, but I am incensed at the tactics that are being used here. And there was nothing, it's not my responsibility if they've given authorization to somebody else to sell this
advertise
product.
Their product. Yeah, but then again, they're not even authorized sometimes.
Well, I ordered it from somebody, you know, and it got through to you guys and it got sent to me. So it must have been somehow authorized. And I'm going back through my emails to try to find out if I ever, well, first of all, find out when I received this one, the receipt for it, and who I got it from.
Okay, well, in the meantime, while you're doing that, I'm going to go catch my supervisor right fast before she leaves and ask her about this refund.
All right, I'll wait. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm back.
Thank you.
Okay, so I talked to her, and she said that it is okay for me to give you that full refund. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and issue that, but note that it does take at least 3 to 5 days for it to hit back into the card that you ordered on, but it could come sooner than that. But you just have to, you know, follow up with it and make sure that you do receive it. And you did say you received that email for cancellation, but I'm also going to provide you with 2 cancellation numbers as well.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. The first one is C as in Charlie, 1665061.
Right.
And the other is C as in Charlie, 1666554.
Thank you, Cassandra.
You're welcome. Okay, so your account is all canceled out, and I refunded you back on both charges in full. So, like I said, you should receive that in about 3 to 5 days. And I provide you with those cancellation numbers, and you have the email, so you have proof that you did cancel with us and that you were refunded as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry that I raised my voice to you.
It's fine.
Your fault. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you.